It's 9 at night, immediately after the close of our last episode, as... Is there a parking space in front of that drugstore on the corner?
Oh, yes, there is, Chief. You going to stop?
Yes. I want to phone Lieutenant Halverson. Come with me, Dillon. Listen, get a newspaper. Look at the entertainment page. Here, I'll get the door. Ah, yes. Phone booth. Second. See when that nightclub is opening.
What nightclub? Oh, where Kate Beekman is going to work.
Yes, yes, the one. They'd asked us to look it over, so... Lieutenant Halverson, please. See when it opens.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Halverson. Perry Mason, just a second. All right, now you better take this down. Suzanne Barclay is the niece of Donald T. Wallace. That's right, the same Wallace who is my client. Mr. Wallace knew she was in trouble, but he did not know that she was involved with a member of the syndicate. Well, Mr. Wallace kept it out of the papers, but he's had the Missing Persons Bureau and private detectives searching for her ever since she disappeared. No, now, wait a minute, Don. That only looks like a dead end. We've learned more. For example, Sue Barclay was involved with a man named Gus. Oh, Augustino, Gustavus, August, I don't know. I do know that he's the boy we're after, and we'll get him when we find Miss Barclay. So I suggest you get her file for missing persons while I'm on my way to your office. Yeah, we'll go over it and fill in what we know. Right. Get the ball rolling. I'll see you in less than an hour.
Did you get him, Chief?
Yes. But what about the nightclub?
Oh, here it is. Tony's. The new and lavish night spot opens on Monday next. We going?
Yeah, we'll stop by and visit Tony's one night next week.
Meanwhile, Kate Beekman's mother tries to keep her worry and concern from showing in her voice when she hears...
Kate, is that you?
Of course, Mom. Have you been worried about me?
Well, I...
You shouldn't have. I phoned and said I'd work late.
Yeah, but it's after 9 o'clock.
I was working, Ma. There's lots we have to do.
Well, the nightclub isn't even open yet.
But we open Monday, and... I'm sorry you're worried. You shouldn't have.
Well, I didn't exactly, but... Here, give me a car.
I can hang it up.
Let me. You must be tired.
No, I'm not. Not at all. Pa's still working?
Yeah, he's working late, too. You are tired.
A little. Not really.
Sit down. Now, you can tell me all about it.
About what, Ma?
Well, your job. And the people you work with. Your boss. Just tell me about it.
That's not much to tell.
Okay.
If you don't know anything about a nightclub, it's hard to tell you.
But, honey...
All right, Ma. All right. I worked some for the kitchen manager.
Kitchen man... Oh, the head chef.
No, Ma. I'm trying to tell you that there is a head chef, but the kitchen manager is in charge. Well, he's the maitre d'.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I know what the maitre d's job is.
Oh. Well, I'll do some work for him. Food checker.
What's that?
Well, I'll check servings against the waiter's orders.
But I thought...
What, Ma?
Well, I thought you'd work with the entertainment.
Well, I was going to tell you, I will work with Miss Fasina. She's in charge of entertainment. She plays piano.
But you just said you'd work for the maitre d'.
Honestly, Ma, I've been trying to tell you.
All right, tell me.
Well, you start asking questions before I can even answer, and then you...
Kate. I'm sorry, honey. I should have known you were more tired than you'd admit. I just want to know all about it. You understand why I'm interested in what you do, don't you?
Yes, of course. And I wish I could tell you about it.
Well, can't you?
Yes, only it's hard to explain clearly. It's different from anything else and hard to explain.
Well, what about the people you work with?
Oh, well, Mr. Bolin, he's kitchen manager. He's very nice.
What about Miss Fasina?
Oh, she's nice.
And what about working in the kitchen, honey?
Well, I told you, I like Mr. Bowen.
That isn't what I asked you. You didn't know you were going to work in the kitchen.
Well, I won't most of the time, just part of the time. You're really asking me something else. You want me to say I was wrong to take the job at the club when you and Pa didn't want me to take it.
No, we didn't. But since you have, well, we just want to know what you're doing, that's all. Can't you understand, baby?
I'm sorry. Ma, when they said I couldn't dance anymore, you and Pa were wonderful. You said I was big enough to take it. Let me grow up.
We want you to.
What?
We want you to grow up, not... We just love you, darling.
I love you, Ma. And I wish... I mean, I wish I could tell you more, and I will, only... Well, first I've got to learn for myself.
And meanwhile, one of Kate's bosses, the one Kate doesn't think is so nice, Miss Fasina, has been alone. Tony's been lonesome. For an hour or so, she hoped the phone or the doorbell would ring. And when it finally does...
Oh. Goody.
Hi,
Goody.
Oh, take it easy. You'll strangle me.
Oh, I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, I'm glad to see you, too.
I thought you weren't ever going to see Tony, baby.
Yeah, I got something to tell you.
What?
What's the matter? You been drinking?
Well, I had a little drink.
Yeah.
You want to have a little drink with Tony?
Not now. I got something to tell you.
You got something to tell me. You stand me up. I haven't seen you in a month. And you show up 3 hours late and you say you got something to tell me. Okay. I got something to tell you.
Yeah? Such as what?
The guy you used to work for came to see me.
Who?
The guy who works for you now. A big, good-looking guy.
Gus? What did he want?
He came to see me.
For what? Now listen, Tony, I know Gus.
He
and
wanted
can't...
to talk about you. He wanted me to put him in solid with you.
Well, no kidding. Well, Gus is really on a downgrade. I can remember when Gus... Listen, Tony, how much you had to drink?
A drink. Maybe two.
More than that.
Okay, maybe two and a half. What is this?
I got something important to talk to you about, and you're tight.
What's so important?
Kate Beekman.
What?
You heard me, Miss Beekman, the redhead.
Gordy Weber, get out of here.
No, that's no way to talk.
You can say that. When you...
I only mean I want to explain something.
What?
I'll tell you. We'll talk about it later. It's a little complicated.
About her?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
I said I'd
tell
you...
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. Now, you get out of here. Don't... Gordy...
Mean that? You don't really mean that.
Oh, Gordy.
You really want me to leave, huh?
No, but why talk about her, baby? Do we have to talk about her?
Huh?
Do we? Do we? Do we, Gordy, baby?
Well, not now, kid, not now.
Oh, Gordy.
Later, honey. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Maybe tomorrow. There's time enough for her tomorrow. baby. Okay, Tony, mix me a drink, huh?
Kate Beekman is a nice girl, but Kate is young, handicapped by her youth and inexperience and impetuous nature. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are circumstances in which Kate could become like Sue Barclay. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?